Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up in the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04 to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility. This just in. Dateline Chicago. Discerning Chicago rats will be served a plant-based, naturally flavored, nutritious birth control pellet made with corn and peanuts, served by a team of researchers and volunteers in a four-block area of the Lincoln Park neighborhood for a year. This program is co-administered by Chicago Vote and the Open Society Foundation. Rats will then rate their experience on Yelp in return for registering to vote in Ward 43, according to Alderman Tony R. Knudsen, who spoke on condition of anonymity. Rats registered Democrat will be able to take advantage of the party lounge on Sheffield with ID unless they claim asylum status. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Indeed, you may swap at will. Well, maybe not. May be able to swap a Tom if he calls in. That was a pretty interesting call I just got. There was a fellow that called me up from Maine. He was looking for some car parts without rust. And he thought that calling into a swap shop in Arizona might do that. Excuse me for a minute. I need to turn away from the mic because I left the fan all the way up. And I need to turn that off. It's got to be making some noise on the radio. And we don't need that noise in the background. And I don't hide some of the stuff that goes on in the room here for artifact noise, with the exception of muting the mic to cough or sneeze. That's not great radio at all, but I'm not so sure that slurping coffee into the microphone is great radio, but we shall see. I did make the coffee, but I forgot to bring it in because I was doing some last-minute show prep here because my guest at 11 o'clock, Philip Williams, had to take an emergency airplane trip to Alaska, and he will be landing about the time he would be going on the air, and so we're going to do a different topic than Federalist 41. We were going to do Federalist 41, and I suppose I could read it. You know, I should let the audience vote. I've got some other topics. I like doing the Federalist Papers with Philip because he's so good, he's so thorough, and in his study of it, that he's so good at reading analytically that I like having the dynamic tension of a discussion of another human being on the Federalist Papers. But if you guys would rather discuss it as an audience, I'd be happy to do that. And so either that, or I've got some other things on education and on public education and about overcoming socialism that I think would be interesting. But I'll let the audience vote on it. If you guys want to vote on that during the Swap Shop, I'll listen to any reasonable pleas you may have on the topic. So on the topic at hand, about the topic at 11 o'clock. And you can call in to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you like on the swap shop. It is the unregulated free market, governed only by common courtesy and common sense. And you're free to buy, sell, trade, give away anything you would like. And we'd be more than happy to hear from you. I got some announcements. Let's see. Hello to, first of all, shout out. Hello to Sean and the inmates listening at FCI over there on South Wilmot. If there's any requests you have that are lawful and moral that we can do for you on Swap Shop, feel free to call in if they allow you to make calls. I know we used to have an inmate that called into KTKT all the time when I was over there with Bert Lee. So, you know, I hope Charles is doing well. He's back home in San Diego, last I heard. Anyway, for those of you that were listening 25 years ago to those programs. And on September 11th, Thursday, September 11th, at the Oro Valley Community Recreation Center at 10555 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, at 6 p.m., there will be Jeff Utch presenting a program on, let's see, the 20th anniversary. No, let's see. He's going to be doing a September 11th memorial. He knows a lot of the guys that are involved in the special warfare community. He's a swim instructor for the SEALs in the Coronado-based SEAL teams there. He is a swim instructor. He does some amazing things, and he actually goes out and trains with them. He actually trains them on swim technique. And pretty interesting stuff for a guy in his 50s to be swimming with guys that are going through buds. And pretty challenging, and he stays in amazing shape, and he doesn't brag about it. He doesn't talk about himself at all. He talks about important things for the future of the country, and he's got a September 11th Bringing Our Community Together is the name of the program, and that'll be September 11th at the Oro Valley Community Recreation Center at 6 p.m. Program begins at 6:30. Doors open at 6, 10555 North La Cañada Drive at the Oro Valley Community Center. And that's put on by Heirs of the Republic, his organization. And the Arizona Citizens Defense League is having its 20th anniversary annual meeting. It'll be here in Tucson. It'll be October the 25th at the Marriott University Park. And at 880 East 2nd Street, there are no tickets at the door. Tickets are all in advance. You join, you become a member, and then you can buy a ticket. And or you can ask somebody who is a member to invite you as a guest and buy a ticket for you. Tickets are $50. And there's also going to be some raffles that are going to happen at this. One of them is just gorgeous. The craftsmen and artists at MMP Guns and POF USA have donated two of the most gorgeous firearms you've ever seen in honor of AZCDL's 20th anniversary. These beautiful firearms will be raffled off in conjunction with the AZCDL 2025 annual meeting of members. The raffle for the Phoenix 9mm will begin 10 days before the meeting, and the winner will be announced at the meeting. The Colt 1911 raffle will be open on the day of the meeting, Saturday, October 25th, and run for 10 days afterwards. Both firearms will be on display at the annual meeting so you can take a closer look. A huge thank you goes out to Eric Baker, owner of MMP Guns, Byron Vaughn, general manager at MMP Guns, and Cody DeSimona, vice president of POF USA, and their incredible generosity. And I want to describe this 45. It's a 1911, a Colt 1911 45 with deep, deep engraving of Article 2, Section 26, which is Arizona's right to keep and bear arms provision on the left side of the gun. And the handles are custom with the logo of the Arizona Citizens Defense League. And I would love to, I wish I could put this picture on the radio. I guess I can now that we have digital and there's all kinds of stuff. But you can go on AZCDL's website and you can see a picture of this gun, because words won't describe it accurately. It says "Protecting Your Freedom" in our logo on the with the eagle holding an AR-15 and a quill pen. And for 20 years, 2005 to 2025, the pistol. Let's see if I have a description. The pistol started as an as a a generally unmarked Colt 1911 government model, MMP made some performance upgrades, starting with replacing the factory trigger with an aluminum match grade and upgrading to a steel mainspring housing and replacing the factory wood checkered grips with custom steel grips. The pistol was then sandblasted, hand-polished, and it is a bright stainless steel polish, hand-polished using 5 different polishing wheels. The pistol was then laser engraved by MMP's master laser engraver, which can take anywhere from 250 to 5,000 passes with the laser, depending on the depth of the design. And this is a very deep design of engraving. More polishing followed to smooth the metal after the engraving. Then it was nickel plated. I said it was bright stainless. It's stainless nickel plated and hand polished again. Finally, the engraver fills the design with contrast and enameled by hand, and then it's baked to perfection. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous presentation-grade gun. And on the right side of the gun, it says, Keeping Arizona Free. And it's got beautiful scroll work around the lettering, Keeping Arizona Free. The slide is engraved with Keeping Arizona Free on one side, and on the other, Article 2, Section 26, the provision in the Arizona Constitution that guarantees the right to keep and bear arms shall not be impaired. And it's the Phoenix 9mm has a 35-round magazine. It's donated by POF USA, Phoenix, and customized by MMP Guns. It was designed from the ground up. This pistol is a perfect plunking platform. I think they meant plinking. And yet built for serious duty. It's ideal for a suppressor. Has a threaded barrel. And features a 1913 Picatinny rail for putting any kind of accessories on it you want. And it's equipped with an extremely reliable direct blowback system. And it comes with a proprietary 35-round magazine loader, two-point muzzle brake, single-point adjustable sling, and hand stop. And it's got our logo engraved on the side, that eagle with a AR-15 in its left talon with a magazine in it and a quill pen in its right. And it's engraved with the AZCDL logo and Article 2, Section 26, and Keeping Arizona Free on the other side. So those are available. You can go online to azcdl.org, and you can buy raffle tickets. Yes, Carolyn?
Yes. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
And thank you for the Hartman Glass reminder. And I called him, and I'll be sending him pictures of the broken panes as soon as I get pictures. And so we may be able to. Everybody else wants to replace the whole window. I just need a couple of panes replaced, though. So, yay. We'll see how that works out.
Well,
I have something. Yeah. I have something to sell.
Oh, boy. Yes. Let me do one thing before you sell something. I put swap a hop. I meant swap shop. I'm just trying to correct it. Okay, and Caroline. Okay, go ahead.
I don't swap a hop. That kind of has a ring to it.
Let's go to the swap a hop. Anyway, what? I'm sorry?
It's a bouncy tune.
Okay.
All right. What we had a fifth wheel camper on the property for years and years, and the owner of it had a ramp built, and to the door instead of taking the two or three steps up to it, and the camper, the fifth wheel, the great big ass fifth wheel is now gone, but we still have the ramp, and I would like it to go. It's very sturdy. It's made with 4x4s. It's the top platform is 4 feet square. That's what would be in front of the door. And it's 28 inches high, which I guess is kind of a standard height for fifth wheel campers. The ramp part is 8 feet long, and it's not ADA because it's only a little over two feet wide, but it has handrails on both sides so you can walk up using the handrails, which is what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very nice, and I'm asking $50 for it. We can it's heavy, but we can load it into the back of a truck easily enough, and two or three men could take it out of the truck and place it wherever it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I'm asking $50 for it. And I can send pictures if someone's interested.
Will send pics on request. And let's see, 520-400-1982, if memory serves me correctly.
You have a wonderful memory, Charles.
Yeah. A little bit of short-term memory issues there, George.
Sure. Well, anything I can do to help out the swap hop, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I am now in my starting my 23rd year at KVOI. The 22nd of this month was my 22nd anniversary on KVOI, starting my 22nd year. So
that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a while, and 27 years of doing the program altogether, counting the previous radio station that I got ejected live on air from. So.
Oh, gee, that's always. Oh, talking about being ejected, you were a skydiver. You have a couple of jumps.
I have two jumps. That's true.
And you were injured on both of them? That's not a good thing.
I was injured on the first one and then stupid on the second. Even with the injury, I was proving I was not a coward, and I jumped a second time. I compression fractured my fifth lumbar vertebra in 1982 skydiving, and then I went on the second skydive just to because I was young and stupid.
Yeah.
I wasn't long young, but I was long stupid. It took me into my 40s to grow up, really.
Well, I have a question. Were you jumping a conical or a wing?
Oh, no, it's just a T-16 military chute from World War II era, or probably Korean era military chute in 1982.
So, all right, so it was white with orange stripes?
It was.
And
T-11
or
T-11? It was beige and circular. That's all I remember.
Oh, okay, but it had the modification slut. No.
There were no slits in it at all. It was just round.
Well, and where were you jumping at?
Marana.
Huh.
Was it Marana or was it Casa Grande? No, it was Marana. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I too have a few jumps.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think skydiving is a wonderful hobby for anybody but me.
Ah, yeah. So you just didn't learn your tuck and roll?
That's how I got hurt. I didn't roll. I just landed straight down.
Yeah, it's not the best plan.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I was taught the tuck and roll, and I tucked and rolled quite a bit. Didn't say I never, injured anything, but that was only under reserve landings, not under regular landings.
You actually got to the reserve chute at one point?
Several points, yes.
Ooh. You see, I've come to the conclusion that one should not jump out of an airplane unless it's on fire.
Well, when people would say, oh, you jump out of a perfectly good airplane, I would always respond with, well, you didn't see the condition of our airplanes.
Well, it wasn't so much the airplane I was, I've heard some people say, well, it wasn't so much the airplane I was concerned with as the state of inebriation of the pilot, but I digress.
Well, I always liked our pilots too well to discourage them much anyway. So,
right.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I'm a scuba diver, or I was, and I once declined to go on a dive where the dive master who was going to take us out into Green Bay pulled up at the dive shop and ran his truck into the corner of the dive shop parking. And when he got out, he had a bottle of orange juice in his hand that was very, very light colored that I think had quite a tincture of vodka in it. And we declined to dive with him that day. We went out on our own. In fact, we did a real interesting dive on a wreck called the Peter W., which was at 60 feet in Green Bay, just out from the shore of Green Bay. And it was the day after we had watched Jaws. And the boat
the boat
was similar in size to the Orca. And, oh, my, was it an interesting fun dive.
Jaws is still scary.
It still is. You know, the best scene in that movie is when they're sitting in the galley and you find out that Quint is a survivor of the Indianapolis.
Right. Yeah.
That thing, I just said that on the air, and the hair is standing up on my arms. So.
Yeah.
All right, we're way over time.
Richard Dreyfuss, he just immediately changes expression and goes, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got to go.
All right.
You have a nice day.
Right. Talk to you later, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Bye. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. We're way over for a break, so let's hit that now. I think Mike has a new one somewhere in here. I don't think it's in the first break, but they're all good. So tune in. We'll be back after this.
This is Ed Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Does your portfolio look like you're paddling downriver with banjo music playing in the background? If you're truly seeking deliverance from bad financial advice and want to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911, that's 777-1911, or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.
Smooth takeoff. Always thankful for the crew.
You doing okay today?
I had to skip breakfast. A little hungry.
Copy that. I got your back.
Where's he going?
Hi, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take 2 double chubby chucks, 2 fries, and 2 double chocolate shakes to go, of course.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Colonel, I'm back.
That was fast, Captain.
Fast food.
All right, the question is, how are you going to get my order to me?
Through the probe and drogue.
But, Captain, that's what they use for refueling.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Thanks, Captain. I got it. It's still warm. Let me tell you, I owe you.
Well, sir, you're invited to the barbecue this weekend, and bring a prime rib.
No problem, Captain. I'll see you Sunday, and God bless the USA.
At Perfection Auto Works, we appreciate and honor those that give themselves to protect our freedom. From your F-16 to your F-150, 323-8650, and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Would you like donuts that make your tongue do somersaults? You dream of fresh apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, and filled donuts? K-Donut Wheel is on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, for donuts, ham and cheese croissants, coffee, juices, and more. 4:30 in the morning to 8 p.m., donuts, dozens, and more. Call ahead for large orders, 520-748-8129.
Donuts.
K-Donut Wheel, west end of Fry's Plaza, Golf Links, and Wilmot.
36 of the 50 state high temperature records were set 1975 or earlier, more than 50 years ago. Actually, 23 of the state 50 high records were set in the 1930s. Most people don't know that, but so we've had warmer times in the past.
So it must have been the early Chevy Suburbans. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Cornucopia. Gerson's. Gerson's Cornucopia. An overflowing of great stuff. That's what a cornucopia is. And that's what Gerson's is. So many doors, so much flooring, so many cabinets, so much everything. Rugs, refrigerators, windows, wrought iron paint. Paint and even more paint. Gerson's Building Materials. 4726 South Country Club, just north of Irvington. Check us out online. Gerson'sBuildingMaterials.com.
From the hills of Tennessee, and I've worked hard to make the folks back home real proud of me. Now everybody knows my name no matter where I go, but I never really made it till the Johnny Carson show. Now I have dreamed of stardom since I was just a kid, a $1 million dream beneath this $13 wig. In my bell-bottom jumpsuits with my rhinestones all aglow, I became an overnight success from the Johnny Carson show. From polyester paradise to silk and satin frills, from a 48-foot mobile home to a mansion on the hill, from moonshine to rare wine, from a Packard to a rose, but I never really made it till the Johnny Carson show.
I discovered that in YouTube Shorts, and I thought it was kind of cute. that Dolly Parton did that for Johnny Carson, and she was known for doing is known for acts of kindness.
What? Now you speak up, off mic.
Finally, he says something. He's laying in the hallway, talking about something. I don't know what it is he's saying, but whatever it is, it's interesting, I'm sure, to a dog. That's Charger laying out in the hall. All right, 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you want to talk about your skydiving experience. Eb just called in and said that he got to his reserve on his second jump. I didn't know it was a thing. I mean, obviously, you carry a reserve in case you need it. There are instances where you get to the reserve chute, but if anybody's got an interesting story, I'm open-minded about hearing it. I've tried to expand the swap shop a little bit over the years to be a little bit more inclusive. I wanted it to be all about buying, selling, and trading, and initially it was, but it's opened up, and over the years I've done a few interviews on it, quite a number of interviews, and mostly entertainment-oriented, the type of things that I would not do. I'm going to turn this fan off. I can really hear it make a noise in the background, so there we go. That's better. But I've tried to keep it rolling with the times, and when I've had the chance to interview people like Charlie Daniels or Don Wells or Ed Ames of the Ames Brothers, and also an actor and singer, I've taken the opportunities to do it, although, and also Don McLean, and a few other people over the years that are well known that I've had the chance to interview and taken when I've been offered the interview by various producers in either Hollywood or various publicists that I do business with. I should probably take a minute to explain how that works. There are publicity agencies, hundreds of them all over the country, but probably only about 50 or 60 that are really, really good at what they do. Some of them are legendarily bad at what they do, and I've had my fights with them, and if you're interested in that, go on libertywatchradio.com and look up bad PR, and I've actually published, not just when somebody makes a mistake, because heaven knows I make a lot of mistakes. You hear some dead air sometimes on this program, and that's not always intentional. Sometimes it is. 5 to 7 seconds of it is fine, but more than that, it's really not great radio. Everybody makes mistakes, but when somebody does something that's egregious, or they deliberately try to do something to follow you up, when they've done things like that, I've actually published it without their phone number or email address published public, but I've actually put some of those on bad PR. I haven't been putting a lot of entries on the bad PR page lately, but just because, A, I haven't had time, but B, is I've been focusing on doing a better job of communicating with people and trying to make less breakdowns in the way things happen. But it still happens from time to time. I guess it's just human nature. In any case, the way it works is about half of the interviews come to me that you hear on Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free come to me from publicity agencies. And people hire an agency to get a certain number of bookings, and they'll send out, they have lists of people who are on the radio and on television, and they develop relationships with people like producers and show hosts like myself, both at the national level and at the local level. And you'll hear some of the guests I have, like William Forsten, will be on Rich Valdez, or will be on Coast to Coast. He goes on Coast to Coast at least a couple times a year. And you'll also hear him here occasionally when he's got a new book or there's some issue that he wants to talk about. I'll get a solicitation from a publicist. Generally speaking, when they offer you a guest, you book through the publicist. You don't book directly with the guest. Sometimes there's people. Forsten's been on here over 20 times over the years. So was Homer Hickam on with me many, many times. And after a while, it would be where I wouldn't call the publicist. I would just have a good enough relationship with the guest, and I would just text them and say, hey, can you be on the radio next week or something like that. And there's some people that you text them and they don't answer you. So they only go through their publicist. And that's just their way of cutting down on the chaos. But that's a little bit about how the inside of radio works, or at least this end, that the talk radio aspect of it. And there are some publicists that are very, very good. The one that I think is one of the best in the country is the one I've interviewed a couple times, Tamara Colbert. And she came to me through OpenTheBooks.com. Originally, I'm trying to remember where she came to me from. Might have been that. Anyway, she is among the best. There's a couple others that are very good, very good. A guy named Robert Aid with one of the nonprofits is very good as well. Call coming in. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. I'm going to make a stab at some publicity. Publicize the dog party if I could.
We can, but I tell you what, we're right at the bottom of the hour on the break. Can I take that and then put you on hold?
Oh.
Can I do that?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Hang on, and we'll be back after this.
Hartman Glass invites you to its Gallery of Glass showroom for custom shower doors, tables, and glass enclosures. From boardrooms to an exquisite display case for your valued collectibles. Need a glass conference room in your office? Laser measuring for accuracy. 903-0766 and see them online at hartman-glass.com. That's hartman-glass.com.
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
Are you looking for a reliable, high-speed internet solution for your home, business, or RV? ACI Starlink Installers specializes in professional Starlink satellite internet installations, bringing fast and dependable access directly to you across Arizona. We are licensed and insured, an independent company. Call 520-331-0125 for the best Starlink internet. Call right now, 520-331-0125.
This is Tina Martin, and
everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Hi, this is Bogie. Did you know it is no decent Italian food in all of Eastern Europe? I had to come to Tucson from Mama Luisa's. And surprise, I work here now. Mama Luisa's since 1956.
A full bar is available. Mama Luisa's does takeout too.
Mama Luisa's, 2041 South Craycroft. Call for catering or takeout. 790-4702. Mama Luisa's on Craycroft, just north of the DM gate.
Hey, this is Merlingle. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
John Quincy uniquely understood what we had to do as a new country is to understand the values and character of our nation and to tell ourselves stories that would reinforce that. God gives us all things to do, and if we're lucky, he gives us things that we like to do and really enjoy them.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Is your yard crying out for a makeover? It's time to call in the hero, Man of the Soil Landscape Builders. Since 1974, we've been building paver patios, driveways, installing turf, and creating landscape designs that wows, all with expert craftsmanship and desert smart style. Every yard needs a hero, and we've been saving yards for 50 years. Call Man of the Soil, where landscapes become legendary. 520-544-7743 or manofthesoil.com, ROC 108391.
To love you, Arizona. The warmth you give at sunrise. Your sunsets put music in a soul. You're the magic in me.
A little bit of Rex Allen Jr. there, and or maybe that's Rex Allen Sr. singing the state song. And Pat, you're back with us on the air. Figured out what that groaning was from Charger. He had walked into KDRI, and on the way back out of sticking his nose in the garbage can, he got his leash stuck under the corner of their counter. And he could get about as far as the hallway, and then he just laid there and went, And I looked at him and saw his leash stretched out and said, you know, I better close the door. I got to tell you something. Yeah. Charger, you got to stick to being an AM dog. Okay, anyway, you were saying about the dog party.
I just thought I'd remind everybody that it's going to be September 18th at 6 p.m. We're going to have the whole plaza at St. Philip's, and all three restaurants will be there for you to order from. You get your tickets by going to our website, which is TucsonActionTeam.com. You will find the donate button somehow in there. I don't even have the knowledge of terminology, but I guarantee you the button's there. And it's $10 per person. Well-behaved dogs on leashes get in free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told there's going to be three bands. I know the name of one of the bands so far, DC and Company, and they're great. I've heard them around town in smaller venues. Just a great little band. And then they're going to be probably like beautiful vendors with lovely dog-related items and lots of information on how our organization is structured. And this is another fundraiser specifically for our spay and neuter efforts, which we believe is the most important step in curbing and correcting the misery that's out there with our poor dog population being so overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
And so come one, come all. It's going to be more fun than you can imagine.
All right.
Okay.
Even more fun if your dog wasn't well behaved.
Well, it's called Pause for Cause, a dog dance party. And tell all your friends, please. You know, it'd be
okay.
Great.
Pause for Cause. All right. Got it.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Always good to have Pat call in and tell us things that we need to know. And it is, and I've got that noted in the notes, and that'll be posted this evening, probably this afternoon. I'm going to go straight home after radio and post all this stuff up on the internet. I'll make sure that the swap shop is there, and also whatever we get out of Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free will be posted there right away. So I think we're not going to do Federalist 41. We'll save that for a time when Philip is here, and do it in the way I plan to do it, which is a discussion, a juxtapositional discussion between he and I and you, the audience, and sort of a triangular discussion that way. And I think it'll be more interesting to the audience. It'll be more informational to the audience if we have that other person to give dynamic tension to and to the topic. And I think that's just what we're going to do. This portion of today's program brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. And they manage money for gun owners. And if you would like to meet with them, it's no charge, no obligation. And it is 777-1911. That's 777-1911. Or you can see them online at WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Also brought to you in part by Perfection Auto Works, and guiding your car to make it to retirement and running well, and also doing the maintenance that needs to be done rather than waiting until it breaks and having it on the hook arrive at the mechanic and then having to figure out a mess, rather than just simply maintain the things that need to be maintained and hopefully replace them before they break. In dental work, they call it prophylaxis. So prophylaxis for your car is doing the maintenance, keeping the oil fresh, keeping the transmission, the power steering fluid serviced, the a radiator flush every now and again. All these things that help your car to run right and do well, plus all the things that are specific to your car, especially if you have a, you know, performance automobile like a Porsche or an Audi, or, you know, a Mercedes, some a higher-end car that they've specialize in working on, including Bentleys. Not everybody's got a Bentley, but they work on them. And if you've got an exotic, they've got an exotic mechanic for it, or an eccentric one anyway. So if you have an exotic, you're more than welcome to take it there or make an appointment. 323-8650. Again, 323-8650. They do everything, including frame-up restorations. That'll take a while, but, you know, it's not going to be done this week if you need your car completely restored. You know, that's a project. That's a multi-month project. But in any case, if you're looking to do that, they do that too. Again, 323-8650. Also brought to you by Tucson Coin and Autograph. They do a wonderful job of having a good stock of historic and memorable coins, bills, signgraphia, and also collectible art. And they are so meticulous that they use a transit and a laser to put them up even on the walls for display. And if they're that meticulous with their display, imagine how meticulous they'll be with customer service. I have my coin. My United States coin with Constitution 44 on it. I think with a full press of canvas. Yeah, that's a full press. She's got everything from the top gallant royals to the jibs unfurled and filled full and by the wind, probably making 13 knots with a bow wave there, which was a very fast ship for its day. And if you'd like a coin with that on it, they have them there. And this one's an ounce of silver. I think it was around $40. And it's just, it's a joy to have in your pocket. If you like to own a piece of history that you can have in your hands, you can see them at 6350 North Oracle. They're at the southeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, or 6350 if you navigate by map, 6350 North Oracle. Or if you refuse to get the internet, you can call them at 219-4427. That's 219-4427. And TucsonCoin.com. And boy, this is a nice thing. I love having this. I just sit here sometimes and fidget with it in my hands. And you can call in at 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you'd like. If you see a yard sale, you can tell us where one is. And we'd be happy and joyous to find out where the yard sales are if somebody wants to go out there and be a roving reporter. And we'll have a second rover in the building. So, and I think we can take our top of the hour break right now. Actually, no, I think what we're going to do is we've got time. Let's have a cup of coffee together. Wasn't timed perfectly, was it? Takes a little bit longer than the Maxwell House theme to walk out there and pour a cup of coffee and get back in here, but I did it. So let's get the safety lid off of my 690 KVOI mug. This is an oldie but goodie. And open the creamer hoy and tap in some hazelnut creamer into the hazelnut coffee. And quite a bit. Put the lid back on and close the safety lid. Bake it shaken, not stirred. And there, that's pretty well mixed. It's kind of muddy brown. Oh, that's all right. Let's try it. Mmm. A little strong today. I think it needs more creamer. Let's give it another. Give it another round of creamer and another shake and see what happens. Okay, there's a little more creamer. And give it another shake and give it a try. Ah, perfection. No, wait, that's copyright. I can't say perfection. All right, 520-790-2040. in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. You can buy and sell and trade. You can talk about your yard sale. Today's topic is skydiving. If you've been and you want to talk about it, you're more than welcome to call in and ask a question. Oh, by the way, Pat, if you have any questions about that pause for a cause, I'm sure Pat wouldn't has given her number out many times, so she wouldn't mind my doing it. If you want to give her a call about the pause for cause for event coming up on September, is it September 8th or is it September 18th? Call back. I thought it was September 18th. So Pat's number is 520-334-7900 if you want to give her a call and ask her any questions about the event. I thought it was September 18th. Pat, call back and remind us. I wrote it down as September 8th, but I think it's 18th. So, well, why don't I go look at, well, there she is. Yes, Pat. Yes, Pat.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. It is on the 18th. That's Thursday, September 18th.
Okay. That's what I thought. It was on the 18th. So
yes.
Thursday.
And thank you for including. Thank you for including my number.
Yep. No problem.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye for now.
Mm-hmm. And that opens a line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, 520-790-2040. Let's take our last break, and we'll be right back after this.
In days of fighting sail, a ship was known by her name, then her number of guns. Constitution 44 was the first of six frigates of the U.S. Navy. Launched in 1797, she is the oldest warship in the world, still afloat and in commission. You can get a coin with her image at Tucson Coin and Autograph.
At the southeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, or online at TucsonCoinAutograph.com and 219-4427.
Perfection Auto Works Theater presents Superman, starring in The Reversal of Time.
Lois Lane, while covering a news story on the San Andreas Fault, finds herself in a 7.5 earthquake. Her only way out is her car.
Come on!
Superman hears her cries. However, he was too late. Superman, in his newly discovered grief, reverses time to save Lois. Superman carries her and her car safely to Perfection Auto Works.
Wow, that's better than a tow truck. Hey, wait a minute, you're Superman.
Mike, make sure Lois and her car never die again.
What?
Lois, you're in good hands.
Wow, he saved my life.
Now, let's save your car. We at Perfection Auto Works may not be Superman, but you will get super service. If your car is no longer as fast as a speeding bullet, call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
So we have people that are spending their whole lives on human-caused global warming. If your whole career is, how do I convince everybody we have man-made global warming? That's sort of like being a Bigfoot journalist or a vampire journalist.
No, Steve, I got to put my foot down here at this point. Vampire lives matter. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
In the desert, rainwater is liquid gold falling from the sky onto your roof. But how do you keep it? Southern Arizona Rain Gutters installs rain gutters and water storage tanks attractively on your property to water your plants or sustain your family. If municipal water were interrupted, how long would you last? Monsooner or later, you'll find out. SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com. That's SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com.
From the times of disco balls and happy days to smart yards and backyard oases, Man of the Soil Landscape Builders has been rocking the landscape world since 1974. That's 50 years of building beautiful, fun, and seriously cool landscapes. From paver patios, driveways, artificial turf, to full landscape design and installation, we do it all. Call Man of the Soil, because every yard needs a hero. 520-544-7743 or manofthesoil.com, ROC 108391.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising swap shop moon. Serpents strut across the sky, east down to the south. Moon's a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising swap shop moon. It was the rising swap shop moon.
And if you'd like to arrange for your moon to rise over the swap shop, you can do it 520-790-2040. Hey, Tom, if you're listening in Maine, it's getting to be the last few minutes to call. If you want to call in, go ahead and search for a car part. If you were able to get us on the Internet at KVOI.com and listen live or on the TuneIn app, you're more than welcome to do that. This program is archived at LibertyWatchRadio.com. Again, LibertyWatchRadio.com. Scroll down the left side. About the third button is Swap Shop. And the last 2 weeks of Swap Shop are archived there. And then on the recent shows archive, you can go get Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free. Usually the night of the program, I have the interviews or the programs posted. Sometimes I go through them with a fine-tooth comb and compact them down a little bit and take out the ads. Every now and then I post the whole program. I post the program whole. I posted the entire 2 hours of last week's program with Tim, I almost called him Tim Waltz, Tim Wagner, about AI. I thought that was a pretty interesting program. Got a lot of really good feedback. I also got a lot of phone calls during that interview, and had a really good response both on the air and off the air, and with people telling me. I also had one listener tell me that the interviews with Philip Williams, whenever they end, he always wishes they were longer, and so I booked it for 90 minutes today, and then Philip got called to Alaska, of all things, to do something with one of his daughters, and he is not available, so we're going to do something else, and we'll postpone the Federalist 41 topic for another time, because that is a fascinating discussion. Federalist 41 is 7 pages long. I think it's the longest Federalist, at least it's the longest we've gone over so far, and I think it's just it's got a lot in it about how the power of the federal government is assigned to either the federal government or the states. It talks about federalism. It talks about how to give enough power, how to distribute enough power to do the things that a government needs to do, and not so much power that the government itself becomes abusive of the people's liberties. And it's a fascinating discussion. It's worth just reading it on the air, but that doesn't give you the in-depth discussion that having someone who's also read it in depth will give you. That's redundant. Who's also read it probatively, I should say. And it's a better, like I said earlier, dynamic tension to have a guest who's well-read in it and then have the audience jump in with it as well. But it'll be coming up in the next couple weeks, so if you guys want to do some homework and read Federalist number 41, you can get them all online very, very easily and free. If you just type in whatever engine you use, just type in Federalist 41 and it'll come up. It's by Madison. And if you read it, you'll have to read it several times for it to sink in. And I still could stand to read it 2 or 3 more times before I do a program on it. But when I've got Philip in here and he's read it and I've read it, there's a probative discussion, the probative value to the discussion there. 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, or trade anything you would like. I had something I really wanted to ask for, and I forgot to write it down, but I thought I put it. Oh, well, I already did the shout-out to Sean at the Federal Corrections Institute. Not the Sean you guys all know, somebody different. And I will remind you again that the Arizona Citizens Defense League annual meeting is going to be on October the 25th here at the University Park Marriott. And you can buy tickets online to go to the event, to the dinner, and you can go get tickets at AZ, azcdl.org. Again, azcdl.org. Be a max capacity of about 275 people. The speaker will be Massad Ayoub, famous firearms instructor and president of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And 40 years a police officer out of Grantham, New Hampshire, and an author of quite a few books, and it'll be worthwhile going. Yes, Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, you frightened me a little bit when you said Sean in the federal.
No, not the Sean you know. He's still out there running cranes and doing great. And sent me a great show lead. I booked it. Show lead he sent me. By the way, excuse me, Mark, just a second. If any of you read a book and you find it fascinating, send me the title and the author and, you know, just interview possible. Bill Beard sends me a lot of good ones, and Sean Hoffhein sent me two lately that I've reached out to, one of which has already said yes. And she's a professor, and I'm trying to think of her name. Is it Martin? Martindale? I don't know. I can't think. I don't keep the details in my head, but I'll tell you, not like a phone number, but I'll tell you I get a lot of good leads from the listeners. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, that's fine. So you were talking about skydiving, and I'm one of these altitude junkies that I love doing stuff that take me high up into the sky and without power. So I was a hang glider pilot for like 20 years and paragliding and also sailplane piloting and bungee jumping from hot air balloons and skydiving. But I only did the tandem skydiving because it was just too intense to have to go through all that coursework and maintain it. So I love doing tandem skydiving. And it's just too short of a trip, too short of a ride. And you get up however high that they can take you, and you free fall for not long enough, and then finally, you know,
if you want to extend the visit, pull early.
Yes, well, yeah, early enough. Anyway, yeah, so that is my thing to do, and I just love the free fall where you can fly with your arms and see the ground tracking and go places fast. Usually down. So near the end of my life, I plan to do, if I happen to know end of life is approaching, I'm going to take up the what's it called, the flight suit, the wingsuit.
Wingsuit, yeah.
Yeah.
That always, have you seen a couple of the wingsuit flights where they've come down without a parachute and they've created like a box structure to pad the fall? And there's been a couple of them I've seen that look fairly interesting. I mean, if you're into thrill rides, I'm sure that's one. Coming into contact with the ground at nearly 80 miles an hour as you stall yourself out, I'm sure that's exciting.
Yeah. And I don't know if I saw one that landed in a lake somewhere, an alpine lake in Europe.
Yeah, hitting the water at 80 miles an hour is like concrete. Yeah, not everybody can pull off a Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah. So anyway, that would be one of my the last thrill ride, I guess I would call that.
Cool. All right.
Anyway, so well, thanks for your show. Looking forward to the next.
Me too. I wonder what it's going to be. All right. See ya.
It will be good.
It will be good. Is. And it would sound like music, and the music would sound good. All right. See ya. To quote Harry Chapin. Bye. And that opens. No, it doesn't. We're towards the end of the show, so there's no time for. I'm sure Tony could get one call in if he wanted to. He's good at that. And my favorite donut shop is, of course, the K Donut Wheel. It's at on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links. They do a wonderful job of ham and cheese croissants and strawberry croissants, strawberry cream cheese croissants, and all kinds of donuts. If you got a big order, give them a call early, 748-8129. And you can... Yes. Oh, it's you. Hey, don't you be growling at him. Charger. Hey, come here. Growling at Jim. No, he's a friend. Sit, of all things.
Do me a favor, close that door. He's grumbling at you. I don't want to have that.
Talk about a well-behaved dog.
Ah! Okay. Yeah, I'm live on the air. Charger, I don't want to hear that from you.
Oh, well. He's overly protective of me. What can I do? So I have to be grateful for that, I suppose. And remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, when the time comes, you'll always have the right thing when you need it. And we're going to hear from Roy and Dale any second now. And remember, in your transactions, always have fun, as Pat says, tante habere frutis. And we'll see you in a little while on Liberty Watch.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song.
You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.
Good night, sir.